for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Drag you back down, ladies and gentlemen. That's for damn sure. Stand up and be yourself. And don't let them push you around psychologically, mentally. It's not a healthy way to live. Good morning. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays, coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. We're on revolution.radio and streaming live on YouTube. So come on down wherever you are and join us on iTunes or talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomony, Open Radio app. And many, many more. Yeah, now we're streaming live from YouTube from, well, I guess it's the food bunker. Yeah, if I ever get locked in, I won't starve to death. God forbid they ever cut the internet off. Anyway, so come on down. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Good morning over there in that Revolution Radio chat room and also YouTube where Bernays Sauce and Zeke have joined us. Good morning, everybody over there and over here to Revolution Radio chat room where I see Lavender Streams was in there and Batsman and Net Effect all in the house. I'm sure Driver Dan and, Maced and other people are all around somewhere on one name or another. Deacon John posted in the chat room early. Hey, good morning, Deacon John. If you're still around, God bless you guys. Hope y'all are having a great day. Remember, it's Friday. You know they always pull their horse shit on Friday, right? They're always trying to run something around over the weekend. By the time Monday comes around, we're just screwed six ways to Sunday. Really? That's how our government's been operating. Yeah, they... And then come Monday, hey, what can you do, man? You're already bleeding out your butthole from the government reaming it out all weekend. Man. I guess that's why they have the stupid bowl. Yeah. So everybody can sit around with tampons on their ass after the government has screwed them raw. Got to have something to cheer about. Yeah. Rah, rah, foosball. Well, Don, you guys ain't one of those little puckers, are you? What about those Pittsburgh Penguins? Oh. Never mind, that's old history stuff, isn't it? I'm just kidding. Man, I hope y'all are... God, man, what in the hell is the matter with people? Do they really expect us to buy this effing bullshit that they keep shoveling at us? And we're supposed to buy it like, oh, yeah, it's really real, man. I mean... The United States of America... You know, I'm talking about the coming World War III because the retards in the American government don't know anything else but to treat the Russians the way they treated the American Indians. Well, I got a newsflash for you, man, and I'm not lying. If the American Indians that had nuclear weapons, all those little forts that we've had around town and around country, you know, and sons of bitches that have been nuked. We ain't fooling with the Indians. When are these retards in our government going to realize that, well, we can't bully the Russians. Oh, yeah, we can. We can. They're not going to launch nuclear weapons. They're not crazy enough. Says the people standing down there with the stick whacking on the hornet's nest. And when it falls to the ground and all hell breaks loose, they're looking around like, who had the stick? Who had the stick? It wasn't us. Look, Victoria Nuland should be in prison right now. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all of these... Oops. Hey, I left you guys out of the conversation because I didn't say the F-bomb here. Anyway, listen. We have been so screwed by the military-industrial complex and these neocons and these neoliberals in government. You know, the thing is, everybody thinks, oh, it's a liberal, man. It's a pot-smoking, peacenik hippie. Man, that's not liberals today. Hell, liberals are in Congress screaming, nuke them! It's, you know, liberals are not the Democrat peaceniks of the 60s. They're the corporate war whores today. It's the psychology. As I keep trying to explain to people about getting Congress to work for the American people and to have people voted in to office, the thing you have to do is get past the psychology that has been implanted and put into the brains of people already. It's unfortunate, but it's 100% true. We're living in the PSYOP. It's a matrix within this reality of what possibly could be a matrix, but what we know and what we see are different levels and layers of reality and denial of reality within our own reality, within this space that we're living, okay? Even though we all perceive it differently, you know, David Icke with his reptilian kind of mindset is as metaphorically as you can get. And of course, people take it then literally, you know, because if you take evolution and you say, oh, yeah, we crawled out of the sea. It's like that meme I posted on Facebook and Twitter where the fish is climbing out of the sea. And it says how evolution started. And, you know, it was the woman fish and yelling out of the sea, you get back here. Don't you walk away from me. I'm sorry. I thought that was funny. Yeah, anyway, so come on down. Freedomslips.com. Yep, we don't have that right now. If you go there, you need to go to revolution.radio instead. Freedomslips.org and freedomslips.net. But I don't believe the others has been flopped loose yet from the grips of Hawk from the grave. Anyway, so yeah, I hope y'all are doing well. Oh, man, I'm telling you. What else? Let me get over here. I got to get the hell off this stuff and get on my notes or my links that I have here. Let's see. We'll start with besides the nuclear war stupid shit, which we'll save for a little later because they just keep driving us to that. You know, it's like pre-World War II where it's everything the United States did was a step towards war and not a step away from war. And I think that's one of the big things that we see that's going on right now. Ah, heavens. Let's see. In Turkey, death toll is now over 21,000 and climbing. And people are mad at the leadership. They're mad at Erdogan because, well, you didn't have enough supplies and you didn't have enough people. And, I mean, I don't think they expected a quake like this, you know, this size, this magnitude, and as many buildings that completely pancaked. Okay. I mean, the number of buildings that, you know, I mean, I'm not talking about like houses, like a regular house, one story or two story house. Okay. Talking about apartment size buildings, you know, 8-10 stories apartments. And literally there's one place I saw where the picture was, it looked like 4 or 5 of them right in a row, all collapsed to the ground. And to the left and to the right of them were buildings. The ones on the left were that looked like the entire looked like I'm leaning over that way. Sorry. It looked like the entire base bottom floor had collapsed down and was gone. And but the two, three top stories were there. And the other building on the other road or side of the highway, they looked like they had survived intact reasonably. But, I mean, it was just, wow. I mean, it's just devastating. It's horrible. And I keep thinking about that, but people don't realize. You think that's bad. As horrible as that stuff is. You know, if this idea of a limited nuclear war starts to kick off, and the Russians and the United States in their infinite stupidity believe that they can have a limited exchange, I don't think that's reasonable thinking, because Russia would definitely hit, you know, all U.S. bases near, you know, along German, Polish frontier, so to speak, you know, all the way down through to the Mediterranean, I would imagine, with nuclear weapons. You know, not with some pity-patty strike. You know, they would launch 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 nuclear weapons. Now, you may think that it won't escalate to that. But once one or two start, you know, what will happen is Brussels and London will be attacked. Washington will be attacked. You know, Beale Air Force Base will be attacked. There's a air station, up in Canada, or excuse me, Alaska, that will be attacked. There's one, Flyingdales, I think they call it, over in the UK. And all those are part of like a missile defense network, radar stations. Those will be hit, some of the first shots, you know. And listen, tactical nuclear weapons, when you have concentrations of whole divisions, right? When the 101st Airborne or whoever in the hell they got over there in Ukraine, when they have them wiped out in literally one nuclear strike, okay? The American people will command and demand that they strike the Russians. And something, you know, big. So this idea of this limited nuclear exchange isn't going to work out well. It really isn't going to be, they aren't going to be able to contain it. It will continue to escalate. Now, the reason I say this is if we look at the Ukraine war itself, okay, look at the escalation of how we got here with the deliberate failed diplomacy of the West with the Russians, whether it's the Minsk I and Minsk II agreements involving Angela Merkel. Remember, Angela Merkel wasn't like, how should we say it, standing alone when all that happened. Nobody dissented. Everybody knew what was going on. The United States government and the UK both knew the game. They were at war with Russia. And they were essentially using Ukraine as his proxy, as a puppet, pussy puppet government. That's just going to grind its people into the ground till they're dead. And they won't care. They won't care. They'll claim some victory, you know. It's madness. It's madness. It is pure madness what these sons of bitches are doing. So, yeah. What's going to happen? Well, Typhoon Jets, I don't know. I didn't see any decision or anything on that stuff, you know. And jets from France, and you know, this idea and this rallying point that Russia was blindly attacked and out of whatever you want to call it in Ukraine, that Russia blindly attacked without any discussion, provocation, or anything Ukraine. You know, it's like, it would be like the United States government said, oh, the hell with it. You know, we need to do what we need to do. Let's take 12 miles of Mexico and turn it into a no man's land. Okay? Really? We didn't care about the towns and the cities that are along the Mexican border. They'll be in the no man's land. They can relocate to the Mexican side because they can't come to the American side. And that's what almost we have to do. Have a 12-mile border between the U.S. and Mexico. Now, Mexico would get awful shitty about it, wouldn't they? Well, you know, Syria and Turkey got pretty shitty to each other about what Turkey wanted to do, too. So imagine what we're doing, that shit right on the Russian border. This is what people don't quite understand, that the United States of America has lied in the middle of diplomatic negotiations to the Russians, the same way they did to the American Indians. And there is no mainstream bullshit machine reporter that is willing to say so. Even though how much they love and they coddle the American Indians. Oh my God, it's just, you know, it's horrible. It's terrible what was done to them in the past. And, you know, have you noticed that we haven't heard, have we heard reparations for the American Indians yet? I know we've heard it for $5 million plus lifetime of 125 years of tax privileges and everything else. And of course, all debt paid everywhere, and that including your parking tickets. Wow. Imagine that, man. Hey, that'd be a big boondoggle for government, wouldn't it? Government gets all that back pay from all the people that, they don't get their first $5 million checks. Why? Because it all goes to debt in the government. That'd be about right, wouldn't it? But yeah. But don't worry. They can rebuild, pay for Blackwater to rebuild Ukraine too. I mean, they're working on that solution right now. Are we going to get there? I don't know. I really don't know. The Russians are having their spring offensive right now. They're preparing to kick it off. And they have armored up this time and are essentially going in like they should have the first time. So expect a collapse in the Ukrainian lines in the next few days to a week. And that's when NATO will say, oh my God, South Poland is being invaded. South Poland, yeah, you know, where the Ukrainian Nazis live. You know, one thing there is true, you know, Germany just told Poland to go pound sand, gave them the big finger and said, F you. When Germany said, or Poland said, you still owe us reparations from World War II. You know, hey, what about Ukraine and the Ukrainian Nazis and those that joined with the Germans and essentially helped slaughter the Poles? I mean, if the Germans did it and the Ukrainian Germans did it, don't the Ukrainians still, you know, since they still wag that dog, they still fly that flag, they still pay homage to those leaders, so to speak. Yeah, welcome to the crazy, crazy world. Yeah, Viktor Orban gave Zelensky a silent welcome at the EU summit as Zelensky says, come on, man. Hey, big man, I need to hold another billion. Yeah, Zelensky. Yeah, hell, I'm telling you, man. He just, that's one hell of a grifter. You have to admit that, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just had a bad thought. Anyway, so, yeah, we got more news information coming up here in a minute. But, you know, be careful, you know, and cautious about what is actually going on in Europe and around the Ukrainian war and the continued escalation as Ukraine wants the U.S. to have direct involvement, which we already do in providing intelligence and stuff. But they want us to provide specific coordinates from our own intelligence systems so they can attack inside of Russia and in Crimea. Okay? That is a... if we do that, then we are essentially at war with Russia, and we're just using Ukrainian missiles. Hey, they're going break on Revolution Radio. Just come in. We'll be right back on Revolution Radio after that break, but we'll continue on YouTube if you want to come over and check it out.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
All right. Well, you don't need balls to find bullshit. This whole world is full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. I left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I've found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime. Well, I worked in that big city, and it came as quite a shock.
Yes, if you work in the big city, and then if you work outside the city, you see the difference. And it doesn't matter where you are, you shouldn't have to kiss the boss's ass. That's for certain. What else we got going on here? Uh-oh. It was about to happen. Yes, the Center for Disease Control has added the COVID shots to a list of routine vaccines for adults and children. According to Boston CBS News, the COVID-19 shots are included in new schedules of routinely recommended vaccines released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday. The immunization schedules summarize current vaccine recommendations for children, adolescents, and adults, but do not set vaccine requirements for schools or workplaces. Key changes to the schedules published by the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report on Thursday included the addition of COVID-19 primary vaccine series and recommendations on booster dose vaccination, guidance on influenza and pneumonia vaccines, new vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella, MMRs, and for hepatitis B. The schedule for recommending additional doses of the MMR vaccine during a mumps outbreak, administering inactivated polio vaccine in adults who are at risk of exposure to the virus. And that is, of course, the mumps virus. Anyway, that basically means that that COVID-19 vaccine is now presented as any other routinely recommended vaccine and is no longer presented in a special call-out box as in previous years. This, in a sense, helps normalize the vaccine and sends a powerful message to the healthcare providers and the general public that everyone ages... I can't read it anymore. I'm sorry, YouTube, but I can't read that anymore. What this actually does, ladies and gentlemen, is it gives the pharmaceutical companies coverage and immunity. However, what I will say is that coverage and that immunity is subject to being revoked if there is proven fraud. These are the standards set by, you know, our own government, whether it is through the Pentagon or through some other arm of the United States government, whether it is an emergency or not. In Switzerland, a Swiss health minister has been indicted for withholding health data regarding a program that was brought into the country, and then I believe it was made mandatory by the Swiss, not only upon the recommendation of this guy and I guess the companies and everybody else involved, but the data on the efficacy, how efficient the application works, was grossly and fraudulently misstated. That's what is alleged in Switzerland. Now, we also know that in Thailand, the daughter of the king, I believe it is, the supposed heiress of the Thai kingdom has, did she die? I thought she might have died. And another one, she got an inoculation. And everybody said it was safe. But 1 out of 1,000 people have a serious adverse reaction, while 1 out of 175,000 people when hospitalization is eliminated, allegedly, for that many people to be, well, let's just say, protected from a disease that essentially no longer exists. How's that sound? Because it is really stupid. All right? This is political science at its worst today. It really is sad, sad state of affairs. And with the mainstream media cheerleading those efforts along the way, it is a serious, serious issue. It really is. what all we else we got going on here? Oh, I saw this. I started to laugh. Bank of America. Yes, the banksters of America. Do you want to buy or do you need or do you want a, you'll like this. Do you want a, do you want an electric car? Well, don't worry, man. We will finance your electric car and we will also finance, you know, your neighborhood charging station right there on your front doorstep. Yeah, man. You can make money by charging your neighbors to charge their electric vehicle in your port. Yeah. You just want to put it out there by the road, like at your mailbox, right? That way it's not too close to the house. You know, in case one of those electric vehicles that it's charging kind of, well, you know, burns up, you know. I mean, you want it 50 feet from your house. So if you're going to get your electric car, then you can also finance your, you know, high-speed electric charger at the same time. And, you know, if you're Richie Rich or somebody, you know, you can put your electric charger right there by the doorstep, you know, where you park your car in the back, you know, but they really don't recommend putting them in the house. You know, it's, there's a little, well, let's just say it's a little hazard problem. Yeah. You know, people don't tell you about those hazards of the electric, electric vehicles. Or, you know, when Elon Musk says, come on down, you can get your Tesla and you can get a free brain chip. Yeah, we'll give you a high speed Grand Theft Auto brain chip implant with your Neuralink that you can use to drive your car with. That's right. Everybody will be out here driving like, no, I want the Mario Andretti one. You know, yeah, all the rednecks will say, hey, where's the Dale Earnhardt chip? Can you put that in my brain? But anyway, Elon Musk and his Neuralink project is in trouble. Ooh, they're in trouble. They may have transported animals that have the chippies in them. Yes, but they also have Streptococcus. Ooh, antibiotic resistant Streptococcus. Wow. Yeah. So, it was Streptococcus and there was, something else that I think they had. And you know what they were really, you know what the FAA and PETA and all them other ones were upset about. They were upset because Musk had not yet given vaccines to the hoggies and the little piggies before they had their brain implants. Yes, they had to be, you know, lobotomized before they were chipicized. Yeah. So, as crazy as it may seem, you know, yeah. And, you know, you got to ask yourself too, you know, how safe is a brain chip if you got herpes? Yeah. I mean, if you didn't get a brain chip implanted and you end up with herpes B, you know, I mean, there's something wrong somewhere there, or somebody was, somebody molested those animals. Yes, they needlessly suffered with not only a brain chippy, but somebody back there, well, taking advantage of them while they were brain chipping, chipified, right? Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's, crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh, man, did you hear about that guy? Oh, you know, that guy that, That guy from, I think he was from Illinois. Might have been from Illinois. He was, let's just say, he wanted to be his hero. Yes, his hero died in prison, assaulted by an inmate a few years ago. Yes, this guy, well, let's just say he wanted to emulate his hero, Jeffrey Dahmer. That's right. So he got himself a Grindr account. You know where this is going, right? He got himself a Grindr account and woo, he figured he'd have some fun. He was going to hook up with some gay man on Grindr, invite him to his house, and then kill them, cut up their body into pieces, and of course put it in the freezer so he could have some later, okay? But he wanted to have some then now, right? So this Jeffrey Dahmer wannabe, Jeffrey Dahmer wannabe got his victim there. Got his victim to the house. Fed him or drank, gave him some, I think he gave him some wine with something in it. Knocked him about half out. And then, well, stabbed him in the neck. Back of the neck, man. Stabbed him back here in the back of the neck, man. And then the guy says, okay, I guess time to cut the guy up. Sad thing, man. He started to cut the guy's wrist. And when he saw the bone in the tendon, I guess he didn't start on the side where the vein was, right? So, because the guy was still alive. And so he cuts this guy's wrist and he sees the bone and the white knuckle and all that stuff. He's, I can't do it. I can't do it. So he calls the police and says, well, I was going to eat the guy, but I just didn't have the heart to cut him up. Thought I could be Jeffrey Dahmer, but I guess I'm not. And of course, I think this guy was just convicted, got 45 years in jail. Yeah, I thought it'd work out real well for him. But, you know, he made some serious mistakes, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer went out for a little Vietnamese. He never tried to get, you know, a tall, white, six foot tall, you know, 270-pound overweight redneck, or not redneck, but, you know, some drunk old city guy. No, you know, at least Jeffrey Dahmer got himself something light he could carry it around. You know, it's like a little bone and a munch stick. I mean, God, imagine if you're stuck, you're in an airplane and it crashes in a pass in the Indies Mountains. Yeah, are you going to eat the dead bodies or are you going to starve to death? I think I'd be trying to figure out a way to slide down the mountain on something. But that's me. Maybe it was just the weather was so bad. I don't know. You know, I don't know how it was that. I forget the name of that tragedy, but yeah. So I hope you all are doing well, man. I'm telling you. Banksters of America. Yes, yeah. We want to charge your charging station. And then we're going to make 10 cents a kilowatt on it they charge with, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how they work. That's how that is. Let's see. We got about 8 minutes before the break coming up here. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to drop the Title 42 immigration case. I guess that's because they're trying to end it, you know, and they said, the hell with it. We're just going to get rid of it. Yeah, so they can allow another 5 million illegal immigrants to come in. You know, at the rate we're going, we're going to have 12 million illegal immigrants come into America in just the years of the Biden presidency. And at the rate that the United States government is forcibly deporting them as they find them. Oh, yeah. What we end up with, ladies and gentlemen, is 1.2 million that need to be deported. That last count, I imagine that's up by 50, 80, 100, some thousand, who knows. And then the 75,000 a year that the U.S. government says, we did a really, 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 really good job, and we need more money. Because out of 1.2 million illegal immigrants that should be shipped and kicked out of the country, we got 75,000. Now, I know in Baltimore, Maryland area, the federal marshals, they all received orders to stop looking for every illegal immigrant that they had. I know that for a fact. I know that if, and you know, the really pathetic part about it was the really cases that these guys were tracking people down and deporting them for wasn't for any regular crime or just coming into the country illegally. They're talking about murders, heroin, fentanyl, meth dealers for the cartels, mostly. Those are the ones that the government was actually going after. And then the Biden administration says, oh, you can't go after them now because they're illegal immigrants. They're a protected class in America. Protected class. I mean, you know, it's really goddamn Now, according to some in Colorado, a Colorado legislator said, what we need to do is to, take out all the young black people that were shot or they were in a shooting or they did shooting or whatever. And we need to take them out because to include black youth in any shooting or anything is just racist. It's just racist. I just can't believe that anybody would actually do something like that. That somebody would actually say, oh my God, you, it was a shooting crime. Look, we don't need to know who shot anybody unless it was a white police officer shooting a black person, because then we care. But if a white cop shoots a white person, we don't care. You know, if a black cop shoots a white person, we don't care. Because Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's just racist from the beginning, all around. Today, you really have to hand it to the Democrat Party. You have to give them a big clap. You have to, you have to say job well done, because now you have blacks who are in the cities and on their own plantations blaming others who don't even live there for their own problems that they never solved themselves. Learned helplessness and victimhood and you name it. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. You know, I just wanted to tell everybody, live your life today, and don't do the risky behaviors. And, you know, if you're wrapped up in something that you can't handle or something, I think you can find my number here. Yeah, my show number, you can call it off air, kind of, so to speak, You can send me a message on it, I'm sure. But, you know, be careful what you do. I just found out somebody else I knew had a couple people I know died. And one of them was in the drugs. And, you know, I don't know if he suicide or killed himself by accident or by accident. Or he tried to because he just was so hooked up on drugs. Man, that's sad. That's really sad. And another person had cancer. And I believe they passed away last night. But it's a sad thing. But it should make you think about what we do now. It should encourage you maybe to make, I can't say the best choices that you can make because we always fall short of our best, it seems, to most of us. But we can make better choices. And we can live. Just can't box ourselves in a shell. Anyway, so God bless you guys. We'll be back in the second hour, just a few minutes. Remember, change today. It's time of universal deceit. Just the truth.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Freedom's Lips.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I, you know, I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford.
Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories. What do you believe?
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
All right.
Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. She's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth.
That's right. We speak the truth, that the truth don't sell. Welcome back to the Revolution in the Morning Show and Crazy Ass Fridays. Why? Well, because it's Friday. And if we're not fried by today, well, we'll get baked over the weekend. That is for sure. Anyway, so yeah, come on down and join us at revolution.radio. Catch us streaming live on YouTube, iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio App, and many more. You can change the world today. In this time of universal deceit, you just have to tell the truth. You can call in and listen to Revolution Radio, 641-793-6370 for Studio A. 641-793-2531 to reach Studio B. 641-793-6370 to listen to A. 2531 to listen to Studio B. Of course, you can go down to the revolution.radio website. Join us over here in the Matrix chat room, or fleece and memes with the fried chicken. Hey, that's fried. If that chicken was in the morning, it would be baked, right? Memes. Anyway, good morning, Mace and memes and lavender streams and comment over there in the Revolution Radio chat room. So I hope you all are having a great day. God bless you. Thank you there, lavender streams. Remember, it's Friday. Don't forget tonight, late tonight, early in the morning with After Hours with Jer Bear. Remember, What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now, we'll hear about it, but it'll still stay in Vegas. It'll echo around for a while. But, yeah, catch up tonight with Jer Bear and the rest of the crew. So don't forget, always something happening here at Revolution Radio. What? I need a vacation. Oh, I need a vacation. Yeah, that's sure. Maybe I should call and reserve one at Hillary's Fun Camp. Oh, well, thanks, Comet. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. What the hell did I do to you? Thanks, man. Was I pissing on this Arkansas pimping parade or something? I mean, really. What else we got going on here? Revolution Radio is listener supported, commercial free. So if you get a chance, please donate a few dollars. It helps. If you can, you know, I've got a Patreon page. That's one thing. I guess that's going to make that my priority this weekend, is to get that straightened out, get a few things up on there, and make a few clips. It's hard for me to, relax. When I'm relaxing, all of a sudden I fall asleep, and I got to go lay down and put my mask on, because then I just feel rum dumb if I don't. It's stupid. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. Revolution Radio Archives. Remember, the archives are free. Go in there and check out those archives from last year on the Trump assassination files, okay? Where you can get the news and information that about what was really happening. While today people are just waking up to this idea that Hillary Clinton hired foreign spies to interfere with the 2016 election. Because remember, the 2020 election, there was no shenanigans going on. But Hillary hired spies and lies and all everything, you know, in 2016. Now, see, if people would know that, then the 2020 election shenanigans and the ballot stuffing, then that would have been, well, let's just have more credibility. Since people would have said, damn, Hillary already tried to cheat once. And the DNC was right there with her. So I guess it's just the DNC and Hillary that cheat on elections. I'm not an election denier. I know it was, I don't deny it was something bad going on. I don't deny it was meddled with. I don't deny that the election was a lie and that the puppet was installed, because the other puppet had too many squeaky wheels on it. That's a hard way to talk about Trump, but half the time that's what he acted like, a puppet of a different color. I'm sorry, I had to get a drink, man, I'm telling you. Finally getting hydrated this morning. It's been 3 hours since I've been awake. It's been longer than that. Never mind. But yeah. Anyway. Well, there it is. Yeah, in California, after prohibitive laws have been repealed, prostitution and pimping is now, well, everywhere. There used to be a streetcar named Desire, and now Desire is known as Desiree, and she's on every street corner. Yeah, she's even standing out there on where the Catholic school kids are being dropped off, asking the Catholic dads, "Hey, baby, do you want to sin? Just a little sin, a $50 sin. The other sin's $180. And you know what's really sad? Yeah, the nuns are standing out there saying, "Now make sure you tithe 10%. Oh my God! Yeah, that's, remember, that's if the not the if it's not those Roman Catholic traditionalist terrorists. Yeah, you know, you can always tell when a Catholic terrorist is about to strike, because they get down on one knee and they say, "Hail Mary, Mother God, God blesses everyone before I do this terrorist attack." Amen, let's go. Yes, the FBI says, "Who the hell wrote that memo? Good God. We got to investigate that." At least that's what they said. Yeah, the FBI said now they have to investigate whoever wrote that memo. Not who leaked it, but who wrote the memo. Why? You just substitute, you know, the word Roman Catholic terrorist for, you know, mega Republican, conservative, constitutionalist, you know, go down the line. All you got to do is do word substitution. It doesn't matter. And all the damn government bullshit reads the same. Yeah, if you don't like what the government's doing, then you're a terrorist. If you don't like, you know, what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is, you know, a tumor, Chuck Schumer. Yeah, I don't care how it's pronounced. It's Upchuck to me. Anyway, you know, if you don't approve of Congress and the gay and lesbian indoctrination of your children, then you're a terrorist. You know what? And you know what's really, these sons of bitches that are sitting here telling us that, well, you're the bigot. You're the bad person because you're. Queen or wherever the hell it is. I had to mute for you guys on Revolution Radio because, well, I let my mouth off the leash there for a second. So the drag queens indoctrinating children and the schools and the public officials and everybody says that's okay. No, it's not okay. Not on any street, not any day, is indoctrinating children into any sexual lifestyle is okay. It's really a sad, sad state of affairs. And, you know, this is what, you know, this is one of the, this is one of the hills that the Democrat Party has chosen to make a stand on, you know, would essentially commanding and demanding that your children be indoctrinated in schools of supposed education, that they're supposed to be, well, indoctrinated willingly or unwillingly into this meme style. And that's what I call it. It's a meme lifestyle, okay, of the LGBTQ community, because it's a theme of a lifestyle. It's not, it's born in your brain. So, you know, this indoctrination of children is, well, is something that must change, man. It's just a crazy thing that we see, that we know that is going on. And now, people are, going up to, you can't drive anywhere now. Somebody's either going to try to wash your windshield, right? First, you got windshield people that are washing your windshield. Now you have prostitutes trying to wash your windshield, with their tits, basically. And, you know, it's like, it's no big deal, right? You know, pretty soon, you know, somebody's run over in the middle of an intersection and they're out there trying to stop traffic to give somebody a blowjob. I mean, really, is that, you know, I guess you can really tell when you're in a depression and it's such a big recession that I believe we're in a depression, you know, when the price of blowjobs, you know, go down to $10. You know, and remember, that's not even adjusted for inflation. I mean, if you adjust for inflation, you know, a blowjob is 30 cents. Remember, it's just going to be just like, remember how all the crash and the economy crashed over in Greece. And they were cutting everybody's pensions, and the government was forced to cut all their whatever they gave anybody, 35%. I mean, it's the shit that's coming here. But people think that's, you know, not possible. But it's going to happen just because of inflation. The inflation of the real products and the deflation, the perceived value of your money. So, yeah, it's coming faster than you think. So learn to grow your own food. I guess that's what I would say to everybody. Grow your own food. Yeah, it's crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah, free speech for whom? Former Twitter executives made a chilling admission on Capitol Hill the other day and said, you know, well, free speech is kind of nuanced and it depends on, you know, that depends on who's allowed to have freer speech than free speech or censored speech. Yeah, so, you know, whether it's the Hunter Biden laptop story or some conservative or calling, you know, Adam Schiff a liar. You know, we don't. How should I say it? It's hard for us to appreciate and to understand the standards of censorship on these platforms, including YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, other platforms, where algorithms have blacklisted words, so to speak. And if you say that word, you're automatically reflagged. You're flagged and taken down and manual review and whatever. I mean, it's sheer crazy, as you think. It really is. But anyway, we have to keep fighting through the wall of censorship and then pointing it out to people that said, look, it was not I. Was not my failure. It was your failure. And that's one of the things I keep pointing out to people is that, you know, I have to live and I do live with my own failures. Why is it that the government's medical system, doctors and others, why is it they essentially never have to live with their bad decisions? You know, why is it that they hide behind some corporate or governance screen of liability or deniability, and then you kind of, there you are with your, there you are stuck. Why? And that shit should never happen. Particularly, you know, to individuals who get left standing out in the cold. Anyway, what else we got going on here? Let's see. National Transportation Safety Board says that a fatal 2021 Tesla wreck was the result of excessive speed and alcohol intoxication. So if you're drunk, don't expect your smart car to drive you home. Yeah, anyway, the 69-year-old engineer Everett Talbort and 59-year-old Dr. William Varner, victims in the crash, April 17, 2021. The occupants were traveling in a 2019 Tesla SP100D after slamming into a tree and bursting into flames. The cause of the crash, excessive speed, failure to control the car due to impairment from alcohol intoxication. Combination of the effects of two sedating antihistamines. And the antihistamines. It was back in 2021 that a close friend of one of the men who died in the Houston area wreck said that he believed the driver of the vehicle climbed over into the back seat while trying to save his own life. He noted when the wreck happened that those all aspects were still under investigation. But if you look at the car, how could you even say anything if you look at the picture of this car? It is literally, you know, essentially burnt down to the battery. And the battery is like the bottom under the seats, okay? Everything in the front is literally completely melted. You wouldn't know. You couldn't tell. There's no way in hell, okay? No way in hell. China blasts the U.S. as balloon accusations of information as information warfare and says, look, it was just a weather balloon. You know, just because we launch weather balloons all over the adversaries' skies doesn't mean anything. You know, we do it to Taiwan. We do it to Japan. We do it to everybody we want. Hey, You know where one place they don't launch Chinese spy balloons? Yeah, over the Uyghur concentration camps. Why? Because there's already enough surveillance in there. Yeah, anyway, so China says, oh, you were all wrong about that thing. You were all wrong about that. Woo! Kyle Busch has been detained departing Mexico. Yeah, Kyle Busch was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison in Mexico. The two-time NASCAR champ was caught with a gun. That's right, he was caught with a gun while he was getting ready to leave Mexico. In late January, Samantha and I enjoyed a several-day vacation in Mexico. When departing the country, my handgun was flagged during routine screening at the airport. I have a valid concealed carry permit from my local authority and adhere to all handgun laws. But I made a mistake, forgetting it was in my bag. The discovery of the handgun led to detainment while the situation was resolved. I'm not aware of the Mexican law and no intention of bringing a handgun into Mexico. So anyway, he returned to North Carolina He apologized for his mistake, and, well, my advice is don't go to Mexico. In fact, the United States government has said, look, kiddies in America, yes, spring break is coming up, and don't you go to Mexico. You shouldn't go to Mexico. There's too many drugs and gun wars and everything else there. Yeah, so, and let's not forget gun laws, okay? So, yeah. So, Kyle Busch busted big time. Oh, that sucks, man. Another second New Jersey councilman murdered, politically assassinated this week. Yes, a guy was sitting in his car doing something, and somebody walked up and shot him, and then walked over, got in their car, and shot themselves. Yeah, a murder-suicide on a second councilman in New Jersey. Wow, what was this guy's name? A second Republican council member has been found shot dead. Let's see, Russell Heller, found dead after 7 a.m. in the parking lot of his workplace at PSENG, located in Somerset. Former employee Gary Curtis, 58, was identified as a suspect. Wow. Yeah, so another New Jersey politician murdered. One week apart. Hey, I hear the break. Yes, I do.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Sauteed whiskey, drinking cocaine, been sauteed whiskey, drinking cocaine. Got this feeling, gonna drive that girl insane.
All right. Welcome back. It's more Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning Show. So come on down and join us at revolution.radio. Call in and listen and catch us on the live stream. So I hope y'all are doing well over here. Nikki Santoro, Bernays Sauce, and Lolly. And there's PM River Rat. Hey, good morning. Hope y'all are doing well over there. Wow. So don't forget to join us, freedomslips.com. That's right. Used to be Mike Ringley's website. We never managed to get that thing clicked over to the station, the management team, little corporate thing or whatever they're doing, however they want to have it going down, you know. But yeah, join us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get over here, see some other news and information. Ah, man. Yeah, I was laughing at Joe Manchin up in West Virginia. Yes, hey Joe, up there in West Virginia. What? You got screwed by the Democrat Party and Joe Biden? They threw you under the bus and they screwed you after you helped them out? Well, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. Oh my God, I'm just shocked. John Fetterman, aka Lurch, is still hospitalized and they don't know when they're going to get that bolt out of his ass. Yes. He went in for a screw loose in the brain, but they found a bolt out of whack in his ass. no word when he might come out, though. And his wife says, don't worry, honey. We'll get that bolt out even if you have to undo your screw your brain. She says, but I'll be okay. I'll sit down in your seat in Congress for you. And I'll get in there with all the girls. Oh, yeah, I can see, you know, John Fetterman, Mrs. Lurch being the squad groupie in the next coming election. You better watch out. John Fetterman would be dead. His wife would be in there. Oh, my God. It is. It's that crazy, crazy stuff, right? Yeah, Exxon says, hey, thanks, Joe Biden. Environmentalists. Yeah, screw you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the record profits that we had. You know, you crazy ass greenies, you know, you pushed the price of oil up so high. We made a shitload of money. Thank you. Thank you. You know, we had already all had the holes plugged into the ground. All we had to do is pump it out or let it keep coming out. It's not like we had to do a whole extra hell of a lot, but I just wanted to say thank you, thank you. Yeah, that's what Exxon said. And the rest of them said, oh, my God, what the hell did we do? You made the oil companies richer. And meanwhile, you're stripping all the ground that you can find for cobalt, lithium, you know, aluminum, you know, name it. You know, they're stripping the ground for it because they need more minerals to make more electric cars. So they can throw more green shit, you know, in the landfill. Yeah, a millennia from now, they'll be going down through. They'll be digging up the garbage for all the good stuff that's in it to find all the other minerals. They'll be so hard up for stuff. They'll be digging down into the bottom of a landfill to get the old metal TVs and all that crap that was thrown in there 40, 50 years ago. Yeah, you know they're going to do it. You know they're that stupid. You know they're that desperate. Yeah. Operation Choke Point. Detailing the Biden's administration's coordinated effort to make cryptocurrency persona non grata. Every U.S. financial regulator to deny crypto firms access to banking services. Well, you know, if it's not going to be crypto, the question is, got gold? Do you got gold? Do you got silver? Do you got whatever? I got some, but not, you know, I don't know. What's 100 ounces? Is that enough? No, not near enough. It's just a little piss in the bucket. Uh-oh. Adidas shares crash. Yes, Adidas is not looking good. Because they got $1.3 billion of unsold Yeezy shoes that all have the swastika and the Ukrainian symbol on them. Yeah, you'd think they would sell. Just take them to Ukraine. You know, all you got to do, look, if you want to fix the Yeezy problem, just paint them yellow and blue and they'll fly off the shelves. People won't even care. In fact, people will think that Ukrainian Nazi Jews are, you know, a thing. You know, if you want to break the stereotype, right, you got to make it popular. Sorry. Maybe that's not quite politically correct, right? Yeah, ain't no doubt about that. Let's see, the latest twist. Oh, yeah. The EU's aid to Ukraine is like a public aid to Europe itself. Yeah, Ursula von der Leyen, a load of horseshit in her visit to Kiev, you know, said that, yes, we have to, every dollar we invest in Ukraine is a dollar for Europe. Huh. Imagine that. You know, the only reason they brought in all the immigrants into Europe is because they needed a bunch of more people to spend a shitload of more money. Because people have furniture, already had all their furniture they essentially needed. They had all the housing they essentially needed. You know, the growth and the expectations of what it is, it wasn't making enough money. So they had to import entire classes of people, millions and millions of people, just like they are in the United States. So everybody has to keep the aggregate demand of the buying of everything up through the roof. See, this is what you don't realize is whether it's Europe and the United States, there are multiple reasons, not just to break down the political cohesion of the existing power structures that are there in Europe and the United States, but they need to stimulate the economies because the economies are essentially everybody, as I said, everybody has bought pretty much the furniture that they need. You know, they don't have to move in and set up an entire household and the tens of thousands of dollars that ends up entailing. But when you have an illegal immigrant that you allow into the country and then they go forth and not everybody is going to set up like that, but many, many will. So there you have it. You have foreigners coming in to work to the American dream and then investing all that money because they have to figure out a way to boost the productivity and the alleged spending for the GDP because of why? Because we have to show that everything is continually growing. And you will never have that, you know, without mass migration today. Because the growth curve isn't fast enough to keep up with the profit margin loss destruction line and the amount of churning and burning of the cash that needs to be done in the economy and in society for it to all to the Ponzi scheme to not collapse. You know, that's the other reason. The more people you bring in, the more debt, the more money, the less chance your Ponzi scheme of cash and money is going to, well, collapse. And we have to understand that's a lot of what we see today. Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the Trump special counsel investigating Trump's effort to stay in power after the 2020 election and his role in the January 6th attack. Jack Smith appointed in November by Merrick Garland to look into Trump's role in the riot as well as the former president's handling of classified documents. Now remember, Jack Smith was appointed because of the classified documents. Now NBC, this is NBC News article, is trying to put that ahead of this so-called looking in. See, and this is the problem why ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News cannot be essentially be trusted. Okay? Really. That's, you know, because what they are doing, again, is always moving the goalposts and shifting and trying to literally attack Trump. Okay? And this is what they have always been doing, particularly during the Trump-Russia collusion run by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, because they endorsed Hillary. They endorsed the DNC. And that's what Democrats and their biased media do. What other shit we got going on here? There was something I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah. There you are, Philly fans. Yeah, Eagles are supposed to win the Super Bowl 31-17. A simulation shows the Eagles are winning, going to win the stupid bowl. I might tune in for a little bit here and there, but it's not something that is a priority in my agenda of whatever I'm doing. Amsterdam bans pot in the red light district. Yes, that's right. You can't have marijuana and hookers occupying the same space. Now, you might be able to have a coffee house, and people can have a coffee and a whore at the same time. But God forbid if they wanted to have a coffee, a whore, and smoke a joint. That would be just like too far out there in the red light district. Yeah, got to keep it classy. Got to keep it classy. Yeah, after all, you know, that's what you have to do. Let's see. We talked about the spring break warning. Joe Biden rejects a Fox Super Bowl interview. Yes, the former White House chief medical officer, after Joe Biden and his speech the other day, has demanded a cognitive test for the president. He said this man is lost. He doesn't know where he is, and he is a danger to this country because he cannot perform the functions of his presidency. Let's see. 3 days to go before the Chiefs square off against the Bengals. Yeah, in State Farm Stadium. Joe Biden said, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm not going to interview. No interviews. No interviews, Joe Biden said. Yeah. Uh-oh. A huge piece of the sun breaks off. Scientists stunned. Huh. Let's see. What are they talking about here? Are they talking about the coming, to Tonic Winds and North Pole, blah, 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 blah. A polar vortex of material that the sun broke away. Anyway. I haven't looked at Ben Davidson this morning, so I can't say if this is just kind of whatever. But see, one of the things that happens when the sun goes has a micronova, I guess you could call it, event, that it gets like a hardened shell on it. And then that hardened shell, when the sun kind of blows that off, in the micronova blast, pieces of that are ejected. Now, the question is the Earth hit by that? Or even more specifically, are you going to be hit by it? You know, because if something like that lands on top of your head, it won't matter how much you've prepared for the end of the world, you know. The Earth turning back and forth over and stuff like that. I mean, really, if you really want to know about that, and what the government doesn't want you to know, the Elvis Chan, I believe his name is, wrote the Adam and Eve story. And you can go find the classified version of the Adam and Eve story. By Elvis, it might be Elvis Chan. I'm not sure. I know it's Chan something or another, but something Chan. But yeah, that's something that you, if you're worried about the world really ending, and that's not in your control, Now, you know, listen, this nuclear war stuff that's coming down the road between Russia and the United States, it's not going to escalate easily or pretty. Maybe that is the best way to say it, okay? That the escalation in the trading of, you know, nuclear exchanges between the U.S. and Russia, just for example, let's just say that the escalation will come quicker than most people think. And that's mostly because the military targets that are associated are main military bases and headquarters of command and control centers that will have to be hit for one side or the other to do really any effective damage to the other, outside of literally blowing 75,000 troops up at once. I mean, what would NATO do, you know, if the Russians launched a preemptive nuclear strike on forward positions, you know, of American and Polish forces? I mean, really, you know, they have to be headquarters and barracks and all that somewhere. And even if, they're kind of bivouacked out in an area, remember, you know, you're talking a half a mile to a mile across of an area that is going to be devastated. So, you know, a majority of your equipment and troops and everything else is going to be destroyed. And those that are left are probably going to be irradiated to hell and back. And, you know, probably are, you know, looking at a horrible death. So when one side does that to a large amassing of troops on the other side, of course there's going to be retaliation. And of course it will have to be not only to other troop centers on the enemy, whoever is launching first or second, it will have to be on command and control and defensive positions at the same time. So, you know, one strike will get a dozen back. And, you know, that dozen will escalate, you know, to 8, 10, a dozen more. And because some of those in the first or second round hit major population centers, they're right when that happens, the faucet is broke. To the attempt to turn something off like that, it's not going to be, it's not going to happen. Because people in the countries that have the weapons that are, you know, the Russians and the Americans and the Chinese, basically, a few British and Russian, or excuse me, French submarines, right? I mean, if you honestly think about what is actually going to happen, how could it get turned off? Because a country could not afford to have 300 missiles sitting in silos get destroyed and effectively lose, you know, a large portion of their possible nuclear deterrent. So it will be the use it or lose it scenario, you know, once the tit for tat nuclear shit starts. That is the big danger. And these dumbass mother They have lost the entire concept and the fear of a nuclear war because of the absence of people being able to see what it is exactly the danger is. You know, if you lose, if you become comfortable with that danger, if you work around that danger all the time, and you really lose respect for it, if you look at it as something that's plausibly but then never happened, you know, it's kind of like launching the space shuttle. And, you know, next thing you know, NASA needs another 7 astronauts. You really, really have to understand that because of the military-industrial complex and the neocons, that they have been driving this game of strategy of tension and brinksmanship for so long, that they believe that no one will, or the Russians, I should say, will never go over the edge, no matter what they do. And I think that a time has come for the West to understand that the Russians know that they are the American Indians, and they're dealing with an unethical government, and they will, that government will never stop. We're just about the end here of the show, guys. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Good day. And good luck. And we'll go over.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.